USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We are continuing to prepare to implement the lifting of Title 42. There are some, you noted, who are very vocal about how they would like to see it extended. There are some who are very vocal about how they would not like to see that happen. So that's an important discussion that will be happening over the coming days and weeks.
And there's a Trump-appointed judge in Louisiana that says, slow your roll. A temporary restraining order Monday is preventing the Biden administration from lifting pandemic restrictions at the southern border. The Center for Disease Control is in court to maintain COVID-19 power to put every American in a mask if they so choose. They're also saying COVID-19 is not a problem at the border, and Title 42 should be removed. The temporary restraining order prevents any action before a May 13th hearing. Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after offering $44 billion in cash to take control of the 16-year-old company. USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
An execution in Texas has been put on hold. Kenneth Burns reports.
The Criminal Appeals Court in Texas has stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio. The decision comes amid growing doubts over whether she fatally beat her 2-year-old daughter Mariah to death in 2007. The stay is so a lower court can review her claims that new evidence would exonerate her. Lucio was set to die by lethal injection Wednesday. Prosecutors say the girl was a victim of abuse, but Lucio's lawyers say Mariah died from injuries sustained in a fall down a deep staircase.
As the U.S.-Mexico border has been in crisis mode since President Biden took office, roughly 2.5 million illegal immigrants are now in country, with more on the way. Some efforts by the White House to curb illegal immigration have failed. Vice President Kamala Harris's leadership has resulted in very little to curb the rush for the border. Ultimate responsibility for the border falls on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, where Republican leaders are now talking about impeachment proceedings. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
16 attorney generals are pushing for a reversal on the Biden administration's decision to shut down construction on the Keystone XL pipeline. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson on Newsmax is leading a multi-state lawsuit against the Biden administration.
We haven't had a response. I mean, other than the talking points that we've heard from Jen Psaki and from the administration, we'd like to see the president reverse course on Keystone. That would fix this problem. Keystone would be a long ways down the road towards completion. It would have offered some stability to the markets. It would have shown the futures market 800,000 barrels of Canadian and American oil coming to market every single day. That would have calmed this down. It would have cut the prices down. Instead, we're seeing 50% increases in gasoline prices. We're seeing 150% increase in natural gas prices. And that's when people don't often tie together with oil production, but that's where natural gas comes from. It's a byproduct of petroleum and of oil production. And that's why we're seeing such a huge increase in the price of propane and the price of natural gas.
Three private citizens returned from the International Space Station Monday, wrapping up a trip that marked NASA's debut as a bed and breakfast host. Flying back in a SpaceX capsule, they splashed down in the Atlantic off the Florida coast after 17 days at the ISS. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.